Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in ed tech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we take a look at some of the most resurgent topics in what is looking to be a post-pandemic world for schools. First, be sure to give the piece that's titled Three Ed Tech Trends to Watch in 2022. It's written by Roger James Hamilton, who's the founder and CEO of Genius Group, and which is posted up on the homepage of eSchool News. Roger breaks down what he sees are areas to watch in the sphere of ed tech for the upcoming months. Here are some highlights. Number one, personalized learning. He writes, teachers are beginning to use ed tech to create individual lesson plans and personalized learning, taking each pupil on their own journey and at their own pace. Teachers can also tailor learning in response to the real-time data that they are able to receive, with immediate evidence of where students are falling behind or moving ahead of the group. With this knowledge comes the ability to step in at an early age to correct misconceptions or move the student on to more challenging work. Number two, here's what he says, gamification. If you can't beat them, join them. And that is exactly what some teachers are doing to increase engagement and learning. We all know the difficulties of persuading a child to stop playing on their device. So today, many educators are taking an alternative approach and actively incorporating gamification into their planning. Number three, AI-driven teaching programs. Simple versions of automatic marking systems have been around for a while, but AI, artificial intelligence, is now much more advanced and can give answers to basic and sometimes quite complex questions, which frees up teaching time for those students who need higher levels of teacher interaction. As we look to the future, it is possible to imagine a world where the computer analyzes the quality of a student's work, making a judgment as to whether they need to continue on the current level or are ready to advance through the program. Now, he goes on to provide a number of concrete examples of these trends in action. It's good stuff. Be sure to check it out. Next, Kate Eberly Walker, CEO of Presence Learning, which is a provider of live online special education related services for K-12 schools. She gives her perspective on the advantage of online learning for students with special needs. She itemizes prevailing practices among high performing virtual schools that serve these sorts of students. Number one, she talks about parent engagement. We've seen time and time again that kids do better in school overall when their parents are involved, and this is particularly true for virtual schools. A recent study underscores the importance of a distance special education and support model that is centered on parents as the primary home-based support. The findings include 90% of students reporting that they enjoyed the services in this model, with 92% of parent respondents calling the services very helpful. A parent's relationship with the provider supports goal setting, positive sessions, and progress outside of them. Number two, she talks about online service expertise. She writes, it's a key to successful virtual delivery and using therapists with specific training and expertise in remote therapy services. Delivering an effective online experience requires not only that the therapist be fully licensed in the field, but also that they are adept in translating their skills from an in-person to a virtual environment. Connecting through a virtual modality requires differentiated strategies for engaging and motivating students, and it's a unique form of expertise. And then number three, maybe obvious, maybe not so much, but the right tech.